What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
McMonagle here with you on the Fan. You don't stop. So look, I just want to make this clear, because I, you know, as much as I've been talking about it, people seem to be confused on my point. I'm not saying the Mets have to sign Pete Alonso and that it's a huge failing and they're screwed or that it's a huge mistake. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, please, I'm confused at the Met fan a little bit. And how quickly they were willing to move on from the guy. Especially when you have the richest owner and you can do whatever you want to do. The Dodgers don't seem to stop. Right? We yell at the Yankee. We yell at Hal Steinbrenner for stopping. This is the richest owner in baseball. Why can't he have both Pete Alonso and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Especially with the DH. And it's on a short-term deal for two years. And if you give them opt-outs, which I guess there's been a couple of people hit me up on Twitter, conflicting reports on whether or not the Mets actually offered them opt-outs. The report I read said that they weren't willing to give them opt-outs. But especially if he has an opt-out, you'd be dealing with 1 year, even if it's front-loaded. So while I don't think Pete Alonso is the be-all, end-all, and I certainly don't think you can scream to the high heavens that the Mets are awful now and made a huge mistake, I will say they clearly didn't want him. If you do want him, you act completely different. Like, that's so many Met fans are coming back, well, you don't understand, Chris. They want him. They want him at the smart price. They're not going to move off. You know, there's no reason to. They won't bid against themselves. Do you want the player or not? Because if you want the player, what he's done for this team, there's value. Everyone's talking about, oh, Pete needs to understand. Playing in the same uniform, there's value. Being a Met, there's value. Coming back, there's value. Was he going to take a couple million dollars more to go be Anaheim Angel and go play there in that abyss? I hope he recognizes it's not worth a couple million dollars to not be a Met. That's fine. He comes back and says, all right, I'll take your three-year deal. And then they don't budge at all. There's value for the Mets, too. And yeah, you give a little bit. So we'll see what they pivot now and what plan B becomes. Because, look, I don't know exactly, as good as the Mets are, and I think they're good, what are the Mets great at? Because without Pete Alonso, even with Juan Soto, they have a solid lineup. They have Lindor. They have Alonso. They have, hopefully, Vientos. But again, we saw 1 year of Vientos. Where else is the offense coming from? Alvarez, has been a massive disappointment offensively. McNeil, Marte, there's talk that they were trying to get Marte a one-way ticket out of here. Jesse Winker. Like, they don't have a great lineup. They have an okay lineup with a great player in the middle of it and the same thing we heard about the Yankees, two hitters in the lineup. Like, they're not great there. The rotation isn't great. I mean, it's got some pitchers in it. They've done a good job. They did the same thing last year. P. Peterson, you'd need him to pitch the same way he did last year for the really the only year of his entire career. That's the best year of his career by far. Hasn't been anything like that at any other point. So you need him to have just found himself, and now this is who Peterson is. Same thing with Manaea, who, by the way, what was it? The same amount of years and $5 million less for than Pete was offered, apparently. And Pete's supposed to jump at that offer and recognize, hey, the market sucks, so I should take that deal when it's for a starting pitcher, which we know isn't nearly as important as an everyday player who plays 160 games the way Pete Alonso does. So for a pitcher who's been trash for the last 2 years for other teams, came in and had one good season and one excellent half, and he gets $5 million less than Pete, and Pete's supposed to jump up at that contract? That's the great Joey Waller put out that tweet. I agree with him. But they're not great offensively. They're not great in the rotation. And they certainly are not even good right now in the bullpen. And they're competing against the Dodgers, who are probably going to get Sasaki on top of it. And the Padres. And the Phillies. And the Braves. So you want to move on from Pete? That's fine. It hurts you this year. You want to move on from Pete? He's the wrong side of 30. You envision your team being younger, more athletic, signing the big-time free agents. I think that's all a reasonable take. I think that's a fair, reasonable thought process on building a roster moving forward when you have the richest owner in baseball. But please don't tell me it was about the market, and don't tell me it was about what's fair, and he should have taken it because he turned down the contract a year and a half ago, and then he went out and signed Scott Boras, and he didn't do enough to deserve what? Deserve a little bit of, hey, Pete, we'll work with you. They didn't want him. I don't think it had anything to do with the market. They made him an offer they knew he would say no to, and now they're on to what they think is the better option. So I've been screaming forever that Plan B sucks, and that's been with the New York Yankees minus Juan Soto. Plan B sucks. I think for the New York Mets, Plan B is exactly what they want. And we'll find out if it is a winning plan. I know, it's kind of Plan A. You know what? That's a good point, Fliegelman. There is no Plan B for the Mets. This is Plan A.
Kind of by definition, if it's what they want.
that's fair. But you know what I'm saying, because it's been reported as Plan B. You know, they have to pivot to Plan B. I think Plan B is Plan A. There you go. For the Yankees, Plan B sucks. For the Mets, Plan B is Plan A. 888-808-1019. John in Staten Island. What's up, John?
Hey, Big Mac. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
All right, man. I'm one of the Mets fans that's upset about this. Mm-hmm. I'm an Alonso fan. And I want to defend him back in 23 when he turned down the contract. Now, look, in retrospect, it was a bad move. But let's go back to 23. He turned that down in July. Mm-hmm. This was before he had his decline. He ended up hitting 46 home runs that year, even though the average was down.
Yeah.
He probably thought, look, I'm going to turn this down. I'm at least going to get, at the very least, this contract will be there in another year and a half. That's what he probably thought. He didn't see the decline coming, and he didn't see the market changing.
Yeah.
He thought he would get Olsen and, you know, Freeman money.
He probably thought he would do better than that.
Right, he probably did. Now, he has to live with that. And
absolutely.
That's
by now, when I poo-poo, it's not so much that I don't understand that he turned down the contract. Right. We knew that contract was never coming. I'm surprised they're not. He comes back to them with a three-year offer, and there's no wiggle room.
And this is my other point. When free agency began, I thought there'd be a couple of teams that jumped out, eventually offered him 5 or 6 years, and Stearns wouldn't match.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. And while I wouldn't have loved it, I would have said, all right, I understand it. That's his philosophy. It's 5, 6 years. They don't want to have him play in first base at 35, 36. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when he comes back with 3 years, you won. No matter what the AAV is.
I agree.
You won. 3 years. How much is he going to, even if he declines a little bit, he's not going to decline now. He's 30. He's not 34 now.
No.
I hear some people saying, hey, let's go get Arenado for third base. He's already 34 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about here? And, you know, again, I'm not saying you have to give him $35 million per, but 23,
no, of course not.
The most amazing thing about this, I was just thinking about this when I was on the phone. Now, I know pitching is different. But they just gave Sean Manaea 3 years at $75
million. Yeah.
And pitching is different. It's a different animal. I get it.
Yeah.
But come on. And it's $23 million. So he's getting a $3 million raise from what he made last year in arbitration per year. Can you at least, even, you know, obviously that 30 for that 3 years for 90 that was rumored,
reported, yeah,
wasn't true.
No, I mean, and thank you for the call. I had a bunch of people tell me it was, like, a bunch of people I trust said they checked in with the Mets. I remember Sal confirmed it. It happens, but and who knows? I mean, we don't. I mean, I wouldn't bet my you know mortgage on it, but. The reports are 3 for $70 million. And again, now that it's 3 for $70 million, I misspoke. For some reason, I had it in my head that it's $1 million less. Manaea got 3 for $75 million. Sean Manaea, who had one really good year and one unbelievable second half for the New York Mets after having years of, you want to talk about the decline for Pete? A starting pitcher who with the Mets might be a six-man rotation. A starting pitcher who had one good year for them got 3 years and $75 million. And Pete's supposed to take 370 or else he doesn't want to be a Met. They didn't want him. Plain and simple. And now we can move on. But it's quite clear. It's not even the 3 for $90 million. And again, that's what I want to say to Met fans who are especially arguing with me on Twitter or even my Met fan buddies, and I heard it today on the like calls a lot too. Like every single Met fan I've spoken to on this show over the last week as I've talked about Pete Alonso and my belief that David Stearns doesn't want him. Every one of you said, hey, if he takes the three for 90, then fine. But why give him another dollar? That's a reach anyway. That's it. 3 for $90, 3 for $90. Now they won't even go there. And the Met fan is like, hey, 3 for $70 million. That's a fair offer. I mean, it sounds like Met fans are done with him too. And that's fine. Again, there is a valid discussion about moving forward without Pete Alonso. But it just seems like to me right now that this owner, this GM, because of signing Juan Soto and because of the season last year, are in the absolute phase where it doesn't matter what they do, they're beloved. Right now, every Met fan is going to take the side of Steve Cohen and David Stearns over anyone. I'm seeing a bunch of stuff like, you know, is it about the team or about the player? If you're upset about Pete Alonso, is it about the team or the player? I mean, isn't Pete Alonso part of the team? I didn't understand whether or not signing a player to play on your team is somehow a distinction between you're not rooting for your team, you're rooting for a player. Like, the guy, we're going to dismiss him, right? And I'm not saying he's the perfect player. I'm not. He had a miserable clutch season all year long up until he hit that home run, and then he was actually good the rest of the way as well. But he was miserable in the clutch. That's not his normal MO, though. That's recency bias. If you're going to talk about Pete Alonso's not a clutch player, he has been over the course of his career. He wasn't this year until he was. And then he hit the biggest clutch home run of the entire year. But this is a guy who's been your guy. He came up his rookie season, hit 50 home runs. Connected with the fan base. Plays. I remember I was working with Carton and Roberts, and we had the Pete Alonso comedy tour, or Pete Alonso comedy show, rather, not tour. Comedy show at Gotham Comedy Club in the city. And it was the second one we did, and it was when he was hurt with his wrist, and he wouldn't even shake people's hands. He had his hand in a soft cast. He played 3 days later. He was back in the lineup. The guy plays, and it probably hurt him. His numbers the second half weren't as good. The guy plays 160 games a year. He hits 35 to 40 home runs a year. He's this side of Judge, you could argue he is the best power hitter in the sport. The best power hitter in the sport. The most consistent home run hitter this side of Judge in all of Major League Baseball. And the Mets had no interest in working with him. And again, you have the richest owner in baseball. Don't tell me Vladimir Guerrero Jr. can't get done if they sign Pete Alonso to a 6-7 year deal. If Pete hung on that, I get it. He comes back to them with a 3-year deal, and if you give him opt-outs, even if he has the same year he had last year, he still might opt out because at least he won't have the qualifying offer attached to him, and there'll be no picks for anyone in free agency. Because now if he shops this short-term deal around to other teams, they got to give up picks to sign Pete Alonso and not have control of him for a long time. Like, those picks we've seen, they hinder your ability to sign as a free agent. If he opts out after one, he doesn't have to do that next year in free agency. That automatically raises his stock. Yes, he's a year older, but there's a good chance he opts out next year. And even if you're stuck with him and quote-unquote stuck with a guy who hits 35 home runs on a bad year, you got him for 3 years at whatever, $27 million, $28 million, and you put him at DH and you sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr. anyway. What's stopping you? It wouldn't stop the Dodgers. Why should it stop Steve Cohen? We understand it stops the Yankees, and we yell about it, and we scream about it. And Hal Steinbrenner's cheap, and all he cares about is making the playoffs so he could sell chicken buckets and beer, right? It's all we say. And Steve Cohen just gave $765 million to Juan Soto, no doubt. But his payroll is still $70 million less than last year, and now we're saying, well, if you sign Pete, you can't sign Vlad. Why? Why? I don't think this is about any of that. This is flat out, they don't want Pete. It's all. Now we got to move on and figure out, but I think that's established. I don't think it's about market and smart business decisions and right contract. It is plain flat out because it doesn't even stop them from getting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It doesn't. They don't like him as a player. They don't want him on the Mets. Michael in Staten Island. What's up, Mike? Mike,
oh, hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, what's up, buddy?
Yes, hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, hi, good. So, how are you?
You did correct it, Plan B. You said, I'm good, thank you.
No problem.
So you did say Plan B, you corrected it. There was no Plan B. Plan A was to get Soto. They got Soto, and Soto agreed to it. Right. I do believe, though, that the Mets do value Pete. They can't not value Pete.
They do not value
I think that they did get a... No, I do think they do value him. They definitely value him. You can't not value him. But they got upset that he hired Scott Boras.
Oh, they got upset he hired an agent. So they want him on the team. They really value him. They love all of his home runs and everything. He's been great with, you know, LFMG, you know, LFGM. I always get that wrong. LFGM, polar bear, ripping his shirt off, whole nine. 35 home runs a year. They really value him. But he went out and got Scott Boras. So now they don't want to work with him. Like, come on. Stop. And again, a lot of people I'm seeing a lot of people screaming that Scott Boras screwed him here. Scott Boras has taken a lot of L's over the last 2 years. Juan Soto is a victory, but that's an easy one. Kind of sells himself. He's such a great player. But, I mean, and now Snell this year getting the contract from the Dodgers kind of makes up for that one. But Montgomery was a huge failure last year. Chapman got a contract in San Francisco. Even with that extension, it's not quite what he would have wanted going into the offseason last year. But clearly L's, right? And now Pete Alonso looks like he's going to be another L. He wasn't the agent that turned down the contract. Like, Pete Alonso turned down the contract before hiring Scott Boras. I don't know if Scott Boras is hurting Pete Alonso in any way. Scott Boras isn't insisting. Right now, Bregman sounds like he's insisting on a long-term deal. He's not willing to move and change his contract status or change the years he wants. But for Pete Alonso, Pete came back to the Mets. What do you want? Whatever you want to say. oh, it's he went out, he turned down the contract, he hired Scott Boras. If that somehow created bitterness, if we're going to sit here with a straight face, like this is what I'm talking about, Met fans. This is the part that annoys me and is getting me riled up. Because just on its face, moving on from Pete Alonso isn't the craziest thing in the world. I'm not saying it is. But the inability to recognize the Mets didn't want him and now saying things like, you know, hey, it's a business. This is the market. The Mets did what they had to do. Why would they outbid themselves? The Mets are treating it right, and this is a business. But Pete Alonso went overboard by hiring the best agent in the sport? It's a business for the Mets, but it's spiteful when Pete Alonso handles business? I mean, come on. That's this, like, the reaction to all of this is what's bothering me. Steve Cohen and David Stearns get to be business. They get to be cold-blooded. They get to be dollar and cents. Pete Alonso was a jerk for making a business decision and turning down a contract. Pete Alonso was a jerk for hiring an agent. That's why they don't want him, or that's why he deserves nothing but what he gets. That's it. You turn down the contract, you hire Scott Boras, you get nothing. You get the bare minimum we're daring to possibly give you. It doesn't matter how many home runs you hit for us. It doesn't matter that you sent us to the NLDS last year. It doesn't matter. And I'm telling you right now, we'll see what the market dictates. I think someone's going to give him more than this. I think there's been a lot of teams who haven't checked in on Pete because they assumed he was going back to the Mets because Pete had made it so obvious, including just a day ago, 2 days ago, saying he'll take a 3-year deal that he hasn't been willing to offer other teams. Let's see once he all opens it up. For all we know, he's telling other teams, don't bother, I'm signing with the Mets. Or, hey, you know, the other teams are getting an idea that they, you know, he wasn't available. Let's see what his market dictates. But look at how the Mets handled it. Look at how the Mets handled it. They've already pivoted. Now, I'm not saying Jesse Winker is without question the signing that proves they're now not gonna sign Pete Alonso, but I mean, they say they're holding the line. They immediately pivot to the idea that they're talking with Toronto. They tell Pete there's a deadline. The next morning, that deadline has passed, and they're moving on. And they made a last-ditch effort to give him $5 million less than Sean Manaea. That's the last-ditch effort. And once he said no to $5 million less than Sean Manaea, they said, well, we're moving on. They didn't want him. They didn't value him at any price. John in Robbinsville. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you, Chris?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. That's a disgrace what they've done to Alonso. An absolute disgrace. I agree, you know, a 5 or 6 year deal I probably wouldn't have done. But the idea that this guy came back to them at 3 years, you're right. They just never wanted him. And they should have been honest about it. Because the reality is they've hurt this guy, because I do think you're right. I think everyone in the industry has assumed he wanted to go back to New York. He got his hand overplayed by the Mets here, and it's a disgrace what they do with him. You know, when Cohen bought the team, you know, we were supposed to keep our guys. You know, money wasn't supposed to be an issue, you know. And if you think about Pete, you know, he came up here and did everything that you said he had done, you know, the second best power hitter in the game to Judge. He watched Lindor come here, who never did anything, get a $300 million contract before ever stepping on the field for the Mets.
Yep.
He watched Brandon Nimmo get $100 million plus for a 6-year contract. He watched them pay Jeff McNeil. Now, again, more in line with what they're trying to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's totally disrespectful. They should have just been honest and said, hey, it's Soto or Pete. It's one or the other, because we're going to have other plans. It's a really bad look for him, and it's very disappointing from my perspective as a Mets fan to let this guy, you know, just kind of hang in the wind, and now he's going to leave, I think. And it's just, it's disrespectful, and it's really, really unbecoming.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about, like, just absolutely disrespectful so much. I mean, it's an offer they, like, it depends on what you mean by disrespectful. They offered him a contract where it's somewhat on par annual-wise with some of the other players at that position. But to me, it's absolutely a contract they knew he would say no to. And you're right. They could have been more open about their desires, because I think it's quite obvious now. They really didn't have an intention of signing him. They didn't really have an intention of signing him. And, I mean, you're right. Other guys have gotten paid. Other guys have gotten paid who never played for them, did anything. And it's just funny that they've drawn the line in the sand this firm with Pete Alonso. And I'm confused by it. Because, again, it does. And you said something at the start of your call that we talked about when he took over. Right? Part of joining this club that they are now in. And clearly they're in. I'm not saying they're not. But when you have the richest owner in baseball, they've had the highest payroll in the sport for the last 2 years. They signed the biggest free agent contract in the history of professional sports. They're in the club. When you are that team, you don't let your guys go. And I don't know, you know, why this last year, as maybe disappointing as it was, and again, 34 home runs, 88 RBIs, it's not like he had a Hicks season, or it's not like he had a Jason Bay type season. It was down for him, sure. And everyone says, oh, well, he was trending like this for 2 years. Yeah, his batting average has been down for 2 years, I guess, but the guy had 44 home runs last year. Like, I just, when you're the rich owner, you don't let these guys go. And I could understand it more at 7, 8 years. He came back to you and gave you the 3 years. And we're talking about, oh, but the market. This is the guy that you ride the market on? Like, you can't budge? I don't know what Pete Alonso would have wanted. All right, I get it. I don't know. I can't imagine. It was so much. Because when this first came out, and it was like, oh, he came back to the Mets with a 3-year offer, and I was like, why are we not announcing a contract? Why are we announcing that? Why are we even hearing word that Pete Alonso offered a 3-year offer? Just why haven't we just heard about the contract that they've agreed to? Oh, well, what if he's asking for $40 million up front? Like, he's not asking for $40 million. Look what he's getting offered. They didn't want to come up at all. They didn't want him. And I don't know if it's disrespectful. I'm just shocked by two things. The reaction from most of the fans, the first two calls I got here, have been on Pete's side. But I'm a little surprised that the fans aren't at least a little disappointed that the Mets didn't try and bring Pete back. And I'm surprised that everyone's okay with the idea that Steve Cohen is somehow drawing the line in the sand with Pete Alonso and the money he would have to give Pete Alonso, and the idea of where's this payroll going to be? What other signings have you made? The bullpen still needs work. The offense could use work. The rotation is, you know, besides maybe the first two starters, which again you're counting on Manaea to continue this 1-year trend, Senga to stay healthy. I mean, that's the rotation. Clay Holmes, Montas, David Peterson. That's the rotation. The bullpen is literally just a closer who wasn't the same last year, coming off a knee injury. The lineup has Nimmo, you want to talk about trending down. How did Nimmo do this year? Other than what, maybe like 4 weeks in the middle of the season? A month in the middle of the season? You've got Lindor, you've got Soto, and you've got Vientos. What's the other bat you're confident in? And for a couple of million bucks a year, you chose not to bring in a guy who hits 35 home runs on a bad year to back up Juan Soto. And under what we're hearing now, that they might you know, go out and get Vladimir Guerrero or look to get Vladimir Guerrero. So that's it. You couldn't afford $30 million for Pete. Let's even go as high as 30. You can't, $30 million over the next 3 years for Pete Alonso prohibits you from getting Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? And nobody is saying, well, everyone's going, okay, great, get Vlad. Why not both? Andrew in Brooklyn. What's up, Andrew?
C-Mac, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm chilling, man. You know, this Mets thing, you know, is with, before I get into the Pete Alonso thing, if Scott Boras announced he's getting into the line of work of representing hospital janitors, he could call my phone any day of the week. He could represent me right away. A lot of these people that got issues with Boras be capping. If you don't know what that is, y'all, that's lying. But anyway.
Yes.
So, Alonso, listen, I can't be too upset with Stearns and Cohen because my thing is this. We had a good playoff run. You know, they shelled out the big bucks for Soto. The only issue I have is when Cohen bought this team, his first pitch through the media to the fans was what? I'm all about history. I'm all about doing right by older Mets players. I'm all about maintaining our homegrown talent. That's my only thing. So if you're going to treat it like a business and say that, don't pitch Mets history and all this. If that was the case, Alonso would have been signed a long time ago. So that's my only beef with the whole thing, you know? But we'll see what happens. Yeah. I appreciate the time, C-Mac.
No, you
Thank
got
you,
it. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it stops you from both. I listen, if this were a normal owner, I could understand it a little bit. And even, like, we get mad at Hal Steinbrenner. The Dodgers don't seem to have a problem spending money and adding and adding and adding and adding. Nothing stops them. And we get mad at Steinbrenner. I'm just surprised that the idea of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has now, you know, clouded the idea of why not both. But if it's one or the other, I agree. I'd rather have Vlad. I think that, again, this is not, I am not killing the Mets for making a bad decision necessarily. I just don't understand, one, why they can't do both. And then the idea of, well, this is smart business. It's not. I don't think it's about smart business. I think it's about baseball. I honestly don't think they want Pete Alonso. But you could have both. And now we'll talk about it, and as we'll transition from yelling about Pete Alonso into what the Mets can actually do now moving forward, I don't know if I want to trade for him. I got to be honest. This is in part why if I am going to complain about signing Pete Alonso, it's because I don't know where else they're going to go. And now if they go Bregman or they go Santander, I mean, that would be shocking to me because, honestly, you want to talk about trending down. I mean, Bregman, he's not going to have any pop here. He's a winning player. He's a better defensive player. You're already moving Vientos over to first, maybe already, but clearly you'd be moving Vientos over to first. That hurts you defensively at first base. But, you know, Bregman's great defensively, but look at his numbers offensively, and he's been hitting in the Crawford boxes for how many years in Houston? You know, he's not going to have half the home runs Pete Alonso hits on a bad year. He's a different player. His batting average numbers have gone down. His on-base numbers have gone down. His slugging numbers have gone down. His OPS has gone down. His, you know, weighted runs created has gone down. Like, all, you're going to go get Santander? Do you feel Santander is that much of a better player than Pete Alonso, who's done it for you in your city, on your team, when you know he can do it? Like, what's the plan B? What is the pivot? And the reason why I don't want to trade for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is I'm uber confident they'll sign him next year. And then that's the question. Is this a plan moving forward? Are they okay with the idea of last year went so well that we can find ways to win this year? Hey, we scored runs last year, and we just made, even if we're making the swap, Pete Alonso for Juan Soto, it's one hell of a swap. We scored the seventh most runs in Major League Baseball last year. We'll find a way to score runs this year. Or is it about putting the best team out there that you possibly can to compete in an impossible National League? Because right now, they desperately need a back end of the bullpen guy. So Tanner Scott. So that's where it gets. Oh, you got Alonso. Now you got Scott. You know, you're gonna have to do a couple more if you want to add a Winker, which they already did. But like, now where's the money? Now where's the money for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. next year? But I think getting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. makes a lot of sense. I just wonder how the Mets view it. Because when I look at the Mets and I say, I don't know if they're on this short-term win or bust, you know, championship or failure type thought process when, you know, maybe Lindor is aging a little bit, but they just signed Juan Soto for 15 years. They got a manager, a young GM, young manager, you know, plenty of money to spend, and the big free agent hitting next year. Do you really want to trade three of your top five prospects to get a player in here this year that you could just sign next year? When you've been cultivating that farm system, when you've been talking about how the previous ownership did nothing for the farm system, and it's about building this thing, because you don't want to have to go out there and sign every big free agent. Eventually you want, I mean, what you've done with Vientos, so you want what hopefully maybe Beatty, although he probably would be in a trade, this talks about him being a change of scenery guy, but you want these guys to come up and be part of your organization. You got to build through the farm system a little bit, but for a guy you could just sign next year, is it worth trading for him? Normally I say yes, because you want to get him in the building for a year. You want to get him acclimated to your team. You want to give yourself a better chance to sign him. If Steve Cohen makes his mind up, he's going to sign him. He's going to sign him. And that's why I feel so confident in the idea they don't want Pete, because if the owner wanted him, he'd be.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:48, McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Obviously talking Pete Alonso as the news broke today that the Mets view it as if he'll leave. And we listen. We'll see. I guess that's the other question, right? I firmly believe they don't want him. That's my belief. But hey, I'm not stupid enough to think I'm infallible. It's happened before. And this could just be ugly negotiating, and Pete Alonso will eventually be forced to swallow his pride. We'll see what the market is. And maybe Steve and David Stearns come out smelling incredibly rosy and get him to a contract they want, and Pete will have to swallow his pride and take something that he doesn't want to take. And I don't blame him. And I wouldn't say yes to this yet either. I still would want to see what the value is. And again, he's not the only free agent out there who's not gotten offers or not gotten what they wanted. And again, I also don't know how open he was to really listening or being receptive to other teams, knowing he probably desperately wants to go back to the Mets. I mean, we're seeing, you know, Bregman turn down a, what, 6 year, $160 million from the Astros. I don't know if he's going to get anywhere near that. Santander is still out there in free agency. Tanner Scott's still out there in free agency. Some of the bigger names here. I mean, Santander was considered the plan B to whoever was desperate for Juan Soto. Switch hitting 44 home run guy. And he's still out there. So we'll see how teams react as the markets start to change and we get closer to spring training. But we'll see. In my mind, they didn't want him. So then that asks a question as we're getting ready to pivot to plan B. And, you know, me and Fliegelman were just talking about this in the back. If I'm right, and they have really no interest in him, and they're not going to move off this number and probably begrudgingly accept the contract if he takes it. But if they had no interest in Pete and were looking to move on, then I know they couldn't trade him last year because the way they played in the second half and how good, you know, you don't want to punt on and, you know, trading Pete, even though he was having a down year, would be kind of punting on the idea of contending last year. So clearly they couldn't move on from him then. But if they've been this annoyed about hiring Boris and turning down the contract a couple years ago, which one, Stearns wasn't there, didn't make the offer. I'm surprised Stearns would be so upset that an offer was turned down. But say maybe the owner is, or whatever the case may be, and this has been coming, right? And this was always going to be the case. Like, you would have thought they would have a better option here, or already have done something. Like, I don't know where they go from here. Because again, if I their offense was top 10 last year, they're replacing Pete Alonso for Juan Soto. It's an excellent, it's a huge step up. We all understand that. So maybe they could score runs, but again, I don't know what they're really good at right now. Like when I look at this Met team and I try and put them in the category of they're with the Padres, they're with obviously the Dodgers, in their division, the Braves, who are going to be healthier this year, you would think. And Philadelphia, even though they beat them in the playoffs, it's, you know, over the course of a regular season. Like, they obviously have to go out and add to the bullpen. I don't know about the rotation. And now the idea of no Alonso, and I'm not sure how they make up or how they get another player in there to, like, what you have to be. In my mind, you could be okay at everything, but that's not a... Is that a division-winning team and arguably the most difficult division in the sport? Not having a single, even close to dominant part of your team? Now the season starts, things change, Vientos becomes an absolute superstar, and Lindor has the same MVP season, and Juan Soto finally has his MVP season. I mean, and hits 45 home runs for the Mets, or goes crazy and has a great year and hits his prime and actually gets better. So, I mean, we'll see how the season plays out. But going into it, I look at this team right now, and without Pete Alonso and still not having done anything in the bullpen and, you know, bringing back Jesse Winker with the big move of the day, like, I don't know where they're really good at anything. And this was a chance because if you put Pete Alonso in that lineup, now I think you're really good offensively. And on a short-term deal, you can live with it. So we'll see. And if they never wanted him, I'm surprised there hasn't been a better pivot. Because here's the question. How do the Mets view this season? Because we know how they viewed last season going in. Right, they viewed last season going in as an opportunity to take a step back in some ways while still competing. But see, I mean, Vientos actually surprised them, but it was really Mauricio. I know Mauricio got hurt, but it was maybe Mauricio and Beatty and I guess Vientos, and to see what young player was going to emerge, right? That was part of it. They were going to take a look at some of their young depth. They understood the rotation was a bunch of one-year. I would think a lot of them were probably signed to move on from him. I mean, Manaea was probably signed to hopefully get a good first half and then trade him for more prospects. Same thing with Severino. But they were able to play so well. They were able to win as many games and compete, and then down the stretch, obviously, be the hottest team in the sport for the second half. And it kind of now it's sped up there. I mean, you coming off an NLCS, you've added Juan Soto. This now has to be a World Series team, no? So I'm wondering how the Mets view it, because you could say, in my mind, Vladimir Guerrero, we could talk about that till they're blue in the face. I don't think it's smart to trade for him. I don't think it's smart to bring Vladimir Guerrero in here this year, because I'm so confident I'll sign him next year. I don't want to trade away the prospects that I've been cultivating and went through 2 years ago and went through the idea of last year not competing, even though I ended up competing. Like, the whole point was to bring in and rebuild this farm system that's felt dormant for a long time under Sandy Alderson. So why am I trading top prospects for a guy I know I can sign next year? So to me, I don't think Stearns is the kind of GM who's going to do that move. And right now, I don't even know if the Blue Jays are making him available. So what are the Mets really good at if they're going to try and win this division? Pete Alonso gives them a chance to be really good in the middle of that order. And I don't know where they're going to go otherwise. 888-808-1019. One more quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls on Alonso. Aaron Rodgers spoke today. Couple of Yankee moves that I still want to see happen. They need a third baseman bad. We're talking all this stuff about the New York Mets. At least the difference is the Yankees play in the American League. But they still need an infielder, because I am not going into the season looking at DJ LeMahieu staring me in the face at third base.